Hello, and welcome to the Business Insider Podcast. Today, I'll be interviewing someone very involved in my life and someone who has had a very successful career as a lawyer. That person is my dad. How are you doing today, Dad?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Sam.
Tell us a little bit about you first before we start.
I'm 49 years old. I've got three sons. I've been married to my wife, Sam's mom, for 21 years, and I am currently general counsel for Enermec, which is an engineering services company.
Did you like to play soccer? Is there anything that stood out?
Yeah, I did love to play soccer. That's one of the big things that I like to do. I was also a big reader. I really like to read fantasy and science fiction as well.
You went to Trinity College. Can you just talk about what you majored in and kind of why you chose Trinity?
Yeah, I went to Trinity University. There's actually also a Trinity College, you have to distinguish between the two. I majored in business administration, but actually, you know, during the course of my career, I have done a lot of work with Middle Eastern countries. And I think having sort of the basic background as to why the Middle East is organized like it is helped me a great deal during the course of my profession.
And you ended up going to law school. Like, tell me a little bit about that decision.
You know, I've often wondered how I ended up going to law school. I had a friend my junior year who I admired a lot, and she decided she was going to go to law school. And so that put the idea in my head. I ended up working that summer for a company called Kaplan, which teaches like SAT classes. And I was teaching SAT classes. And as a result, I also was able to take an LSAT class for free. The LSAT is a test that you take to get into law school. And so I ended up taking the test and did very well on it. And that's sort of what led me to going to law school.
So we mentioned how you were going to law school. Can you kind of just go throughout your journey of law school?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I went to law school. I probably didn't take law school as seriously as I should. I had a good time in law school. Like I said, I probably should have studied a little bit more and socialized a little bit less, but I ended up doing pretty good, but not as well as I could have.
Where did you first get started off law school? Like, did you get an internship or did you get a job right off the bat?
So I worked for a law firm called Griggs & Harrison. So generally speaking, when you are in law school, between your second and your third year of law school, you do what's called a summer associate position, which is basically sort of a tryout or a really, really, really long job interview where you're paid.
Okay. And so now that we're kind of just talking about your career, after Griggs & Harrison, just kind of what was your career path and how is it kind of launched you to where, or like set you in place to where you are today?
So I worked for three different law firms, but that's kind of confusing because it was really the same group of people, just at different places. When you're a lawyer, sometimes your practice groups will move from law firm to law firm, and so you'll move with the practice group as opposed to necessarily staying with the law firm. For me, that was really a powerful opportunity to learn about the importance of contracts in commercial disputes. And it led me to become very interested in trying to find an opportunity to work for a client on the front end, reviewing their contracts before they get into a dispute with them over them. And that led me to moving to the in-house role with, at that time, Total, which is a French oil company, where I then started my career on working for corporations.
And Was there like any experience in that whole field that stood out to you? Maybe a mistake that you made or something that you could learn from, or maybe something that happened with the company. Is there anything like that that just stands out?
Probably there are two different cases that I worked on that I think really demonstrated me to the value of the practice of law. One was a lawsuit where we were the plaintiff and we were seeking to recover damages related to what's called a well blowout. What was happening was they were an offshore rig was doing some well completion services, and one of the coiled tubing operator who was doing the services made a mistake, which led to a major explosion that caused about $22 million worth of damage. And I was heavily involved in that case, excuse me, from the beginning. And the case was ultimately tried to a verdict. And it really got me interested in oil and gas disputes and litigation, and made me very interested in going to work in-house for an oil and gas company. The second case was actually a very different case. I represented a group of Continental employees. Continental was the airline that eventually became United. And they got into a dispute with their employer over a variety of things. And it was a really fascinating opportunity for me to learn how complicated it is to work with a large number of plaintiffs who have very differing objectives and different views. And it really helped me sort of understand from a career perspective how challenging plaintiffs can be.
And you mentioned a little bit about how oil and gas is that kind of what the companies and corporations you worked for like kind of focused on, or what else?
Yeah, so I started with a company that was primarily dealing with what's called the downstream oil and gas industry. So that is refining and petrochemicals. It's basically turning crude oil into useful products or materials. So, for example, polyethylene, polypropylene, and polystyrene are all the types of material that is turned into plastic that you use daily. And so the company I worked for had three petrochemical facilities and a refinery. And so the petrochemicals facilities make the plastic, and the refinery makes like natural, like the gasoline that you use to fill up your car. After I worked for Total and the oil and gas industry, I went to work for a series of engineering companies who all did work to help the oil and gas companies design the facilities they use to either explore for oil and gas or to refine oil and gas.
Okay. And so now that we kind of talked about like your career path and kind of what you enjoyed about it. Now, is there anything, maybe this is like contrarian now that you've talked about all the things you like. I know that you do not love waking up at 4 in the morning to wake up to take a phone call, or pulling an all-nighter to pull a phone call. Is like, are there more cons like that, or are those just cons that, kind of like match out the pros?
It's an interesting question, and I'm not sure that my answer it has always been the same. When I was younger, and when I didn't have kids, it was easier for me to pull all-nighters and to take those 4 a.m. Telephone calls. As I got older, and I had a family, those things started to be a much bigger sacrifice. The hardest thing for me became the international travel. I really hated being gone for a couple of weeks, and missing out on everything that was happening with the kids. And so that was turned into a big negative when it was originally a big positive, because it was originally really interesting going to all these different exciting places. But it was hard for me to be away from my family.
And we're about to wrap it up because I wanted to keep it short, but is there any kind of last things you would like to point out, any last words, any last advice?
No, I think it's exciting that you're doing this at St. Thomas. I think exploring people's careers and their history and the mentorship program you're involved in are all things that I wish I'd had an opportunity to do when I was in high school. So I'm excited that you're getting this opportunity.
For sure. Thank you for coming on. You can go to sleep now. This was Business Insider Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Dad, for coming on. All right.